Welcome back to Behind the Bench with Todd Flood, exploring the big legal cases in the news, both locally and around the country. Todd will also speak with judges, attorneys, and other special guests about our current legal system and how to navigate it. Now, once again, here's Todd Flood.
Well, I got to tell you, someone that's one of the best lawyers, I think, in our area, Mike Weaver from Plunkett Cooney. Mike, say hello to everybody out there in WJR land. One of the big things we got going on, Mike, is obviously we'll touch base on the Crumbly issue. Just you see that in Oakland County going on, Karen McDonald going at it on James Crumbly. And I know you had thoughts, maybe different than mine, but we'll talk about that. But how many, just to give a flavor, I mean, I've tried a lot of cases in my day and still continue to do so. How many cases do you think you've taken to a jury trial in your career? And how long has your career been?
So it's funny you say that. This Saturday was my 35th anniversary of Plunkett Cooney. So that's a long time to be in any one place. The only job I had longer was my paper route for the Detroit News. So I've probably tried somewhere around 85 cases to a jury verdict. So it sounds like not many, but it's a lot.
Oh, yeah, especially in the civil world.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, I still love the battle. Mm-hmm. I love to win. I hate to lose. I like the intellectual challenge of, you know, going against great lawyers, skilled lawyers, and trying to beat them.
Yeah.
So I still enjoy it.
Well, we've had our fair share. You and I tag teaming on cases together, you know. Yeah, we've had I brought you in on your first murder trial out in Oakland County.
First and only murder trial.
Yeah. We did pretty good there.
That was good. Good result.
Right. But in the civil case compared to the criminal case, I always tell people they have to understand, criminal, you're dealing with liberty. In a civil bucket, you're dealing with money. And primarily, and I have brought you in, and we just did the EMU case. We're forbidden to get into the EMU case, obviously, but that result of representing 43 people was that was hard. That was hard. But the civil arena for which you work in and dealing with, you deal with everything from defense of insurance companies, you name it, and recently getting into the plaintiff's work on certain cases that it's always, you know, fortunate to bring you into. What are you taking as the time has gone on over those 35 years, and what do you see the biggest changes in the civil world of, you know, we used to have a really deep bench. I don't know if we do anymore, but regardless, what do you see in the world of this civil litigation?
I'll tell you what is a source of great frustration to me is email. I might get 350 email a day, so it's a little frustrating and it's tough to keep up on it. If you're out of the office for the day, either in trial or in depositions, you come back and you have to get through those because your clients expect you to get back to them immediately. But I think what we've lost is a bit of the camaraderie that we used to have, and that started happening before COVID, but COVID made it worse. Mm. Every Monday I'd be in Macomb County with motions, Wednesday in Oakland County, and then Fridays in Wayne County, and you'd see all the folks that you had cases with or against or co-defendants, and you could talk and talk to each other face-to-face and work out a lot of things. And we've really lost that. And, you know, I think that's a bit tragic for the youngest lawyers.
Right.
Because they never got to experience that. And now it's always a fight as opposed to, I know that person. I know that lawyer. I'd just like to talk to him or her and we'll get this resolved.
Yeah.
And that's gone away a bit.
It's funny you say that because Kim Worthy, she's going to come on. She's going to be a regular staple into the show. She unfortunately couldn't be here tonight, but one of the things we talk about is the younger lawyers not having sometimes the ability to learn from the institutional lawyers that knew and worked and have been through it a million different ways from Sunday. And it's even changed in offices where you have lawyers that don't, you know, want to work remotely and the like. And it's, I got to believe, a area of frustration because I had a sleeping bag in my office at the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office. I'd be nervous about a misdemeanor trial back in the day, right?
Yeah.
So, but with COVID and the like, you don't see that.
No, and in the old days, the young lawyers would stop by the office and say, hey, listen, I've got this issue. Can you help me work through it? And you'd do it. Well, they aren't calling me to ask me those things. And, doors always open. I'm there at least 5 days a week, usually six. And I'm happy to talk to any of them. But And it's getting back. Some people are coming back, and it makes it better. I think it makes better lawyers when you have a chance to, put two minds together and work through a problem.
Everybody, I only know two people that get in as early as Weaver does at Plunkett Cooney. Larry Shulman at Bodman, I think he rang the bell somewhere around 4:30 or 5 in the morning. And Mike Weaver, you come in at 8:30, and he would say to you, you're working banker hours today. So that's, I think that's well known out there in the public. I might be just, getting a secret out there, but I think, people that know your work ethic, you're in the office, you're usually the one that opens the door for everybody.
I'm there about 10 to 5 every day. I find that, it works for me. It's quiet. There's no one around. If I happen to be a little angry with an email I got from another lawyer, I've calmed down by the time he or she has come to the office, right? So there's no nasty phone call or nasty email back. So it works for me. It's just something I've just done for so long that I'll never change it now.
Well, I love having you on the show. You're going to be here with me throughout, and we got some great guests. Weaver's an athlete, played baseball primarily, but at the end of the day, we got David Layton coming in to us today from up north in Genesee County, Flint. I call it my second home. And the night train Lane, Dick, the night train Lane, his son is going to be with us today. And then we also have a case that Mike and I are working on that has touched us from every angle you could possibly imagine. And I tell people, we can have sympathy, but empathy is something we may not have. And that's because we don't know what those shoes feel like. We're going to have on Rose Bronstein tonight. And also we're going to check in with them on a regular basis. But Rose and Rob lost their son in a tragic death of suicide after being bullied, and that being, I'm not disseminating anything that's not already out there in the public eye. It's the lawsuit's been filed, but from the cover-up of the bullying. But we want to talk about the strides they have made and what they have uncovered. So we'll be right back behind the bench.